What would Jesus say of you? Jesus easily read people's thoughts. He approved of and encouraged their receptivity to Christ. He fed the hungry multitudes with his sermons, and he rebuked those vile characters who were defiant of God's word. His vantage point and life lessons were always consistent with spiritual progress, but we are less consistent, often finding our faith wavering and our healings incomplete. An example of this inconsistency is evident in Peter's personal history. For him, Jesus' support and corrective lectures were always helpful, but his rebuke was fearful. Yet, Peter knew that Jesus never stopped loving those with whom he shared his wisdom. Undoubtedly, some of our thoughts and actions would be approved, and some would not. We can use Jesus' responses to people in Scripture and prophecy as a sounding board to evaluate our own receptivity, faith, and degree of understanding. Those whom Jesus admired. John the Baptist. Among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Nathanael. Behold an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Centurion. I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Mary Magdalene. Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. Simon Peter. Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. Moses and Elias. Jesus requested their presence at his transfiguration. Joseph of Arimathea. He went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. John, the beloved disciple. If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? The second witness. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Fearful rebuke. Money changers. Take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. Peter. Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Scribes and Pharisees. Except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye shut up the kingdom against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, And when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to have left the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Anyone, whosoever is angry with his brother without a just cause, shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Anyone, whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Judas Iscariot. Woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed! It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Welcome receptivity. Bartimaeus. He, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Jairus, I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Woman with the issue of blood, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. Woman of Samaria. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Impotent man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. Martha's sister, Mary. Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Two disciples walking to Emmaus. Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? Disciples who were gathered together. Jesus stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Disappointing moments. Disciples in the sinking ship. Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Peter at the Transfiguration. Let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. Peter at the Passover meal. I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Disciples who failed to heal a lunatic. O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Rich man desiring eternal life. Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? A disciple. Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Apostles questioning the necessity to eat the flesh of Christ. Jesus asked, Does this offend you? Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Peter, James, and John in the Garden of Gethsemane. What? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Judas Iscariot. Betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane. Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Peter at the morning meal. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?